Old Gods by Connor Kerr, from Old Gods, published in 2023. Lord, it's me, Connor. You know I'm about as anti-religious as it gets, and I haven't seriously considered a Christian God since I was 12 at the inner city, native, Bible camp outside of Regina. Or the time I tried to impress a woman by knowing weird biblical facts. You can imagine how well that went over. But really, I just wanted to say that you should get the fuck out of Dodge. Your days on Kedah Askenaw are numbered. Have been for a long time now. The old ones are coming back strong. They never left. Just bided their time. And I can see them now in the whirlwinds that kick up on the old northern lakes. And I can see them now in the back eddies on the rivers and creeks. And I can see them now in the new growth birch groves and the forests. And I can see them now in the faces of those walking through downtowns. And I can see them now in the blazing orange fur of a newborn bison calf. And I can see them now in the etchings on bull moose antlers. Pretty soon, you'll be able to see them too. I need to ask for your grace and forgiveness for my pronunciation of Kedah Askenaw. I looked it up in Plains Cree and went through the pronunciation guide and did my best, and my sincerest apologies for not doing the language justice. I'm not going to use the word butcher, because there's actually this beautiful poem on the TTC that I see about how butchers approach meat with reverence and care, and butchering words is the opposite of that. I did my best, and if anyone has any help on learning how to say Kedah Askenaw correctly, I'd love it. Connor Kerr is a Métis Ukrainian poet, and he belongs to the Métis Nation in Alberta. He is descended from Plains Cree and Ukrainian settlers in Saskatchewan. Normally, I read you Mary Oliver on Mondays lately, but given it is the Day of Truth and Reconciliation, it felt wrong to read anything but a Canadian First Nations poet. And if you're not familiar with the work of Connor Kerr, I cannot recommend his collection Old Gods enough. It is stunning. It's a stunning collection. I picked it up last year when I was in Vancouver and picked it up purely because of the name Old Gods. You know I'm a sucker for anything heathen, pagan, animistic, anything that generally isn't Catholicism, unless it's Simone Weil or Thomas Merton. You two hit different. But yeah, I picked this up while I was in Vancouver last year, and I can't recommend it enough, especially if you're looking for a way to work in some Métis magic, to quote one of the sections of his collection, to work some Métis magic into your everyday. And by that I mean sitting down, shutting up, and listening to the magic coming out of this Métis man's brain, heart, soul, voice, hand, everything. I will be reading some of it today with myself, particularly Crows Are the Magpies of 2022. If you're curious, let me know, and I will record my voice reading it for you. And if not, that's cool too. Yeah. Please put on your SPF and drink your water. Please be kind to yourself, and please be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes on this Monday. This will be the last Monday for a little while, because this voice note, memo, whatever it is, project is going on hiatus for the month of October. I really need a break. It's a busy month, and I need some time to occupy the
dark space for a little bit. Yeah, that's really what I need to be doing. So, yeah, thank you for letting me into your ear holes for the last Monday in a little while. I love you all so much. Thank you for being here through 100 plus voice memos. Thank you for being here for 30 plus voice memos. Thank you for being here for 1 plus voice memos. However many voice memos you've been here for, I really, really appreciate it. And if you want to go back and listen to old episodes, you can do so at CEKR.FM. That is Charlie Echo Kilo Romeo.FM. All right. I love you all so very much. Please take the best care of yourselves over the next month. I love you again, and goodbye again. Bye.